Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. It's almost the end of August. Today is Sunday, August 30th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors will have their eyes on economic reports covering construction spending, manufacturing, and the trade gap before the August jobs report blazes in at the end of the week. On the corporate calendar, NVIDIA and Intel host high-profile events. Tesla and Apple will trade at their new split-adjusted prices next week, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average will welcome Honeywell, Amgen, and Salesforce.com to the mix. Fed Vice Chair Richard Clarida and Fed Governor Lael Brainard are scheduled to speak next week at think tank events in follow-ups to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's update on the central bank's new policy shift with inflation targeting. In earnings news, Zoom Video reports on August 31st, At Home Group and H&R Block report on the 1st, Macy's, Navistar, Five Below, CrowdStrike, and Science Applications report on September 2nd, Momo, Campbell Soup, DocuSign, and Broadcom report on September 3rd. NVIDIA, as we mentioned, hosts a special event broadcast featuring NVIDIA CEO. Said the company teaser, "Before we enter the future, join us to celebrate the biggest breakthroughs in PC gaming since 1999. It isn't certain whether a new product will be launched, although leaks suggest an announcement for the new GeForce RTX 3000 series cards could be made. The event will be streamed on the company's website on September 1st, starting at 12 p.m. Eastern. Intel also is hosting an event on September 2nd, calling it the Tiger Lake Virtual Launch, to display the company's 11th generation Tiger Lake chips, along with the long-anticipated Xe Graphics DG1. Intel plans to use Tiger Lake to take on AMD's Ryzen 4000 series in the laptop market. In an early preview of the laptop chip war, PC World gives the edge to Tiger Lake. Shares of Intel have not recovered from the drop in July after the company rattled investors with talk of a next-gen chip delay. London Tech Week begins this week with key speakers at the virtual version of London Tech Week beginning on September 1st, including former Google chairman Eric Schmidt and top executives from Rolls-Royce, Credit Suisse, IBM, and Maersk. The spotlight of the event is set to be on the future of work, diversity within tech, education, healthcare, and the startup landscape. Speaking of investor meetings, MyoKardia will be presenting at the ESC Congress KOL event on August 31st. Talga Resources will host a live investor webinar on September 1st to update on the company's North Sweden Anode project and its recent corporate activities. Novartis has a ESG investor event scheduled for the 1st, and Otis Worldwide Corporation CEO Judy Marks and the CFO will participate in a conference call hosted by Barclays on September 3rd. In U.S. auto sales news, TrueCar forecasts U.S. auto sales declining 15% in August to over 1.3 million units when adjusted for selling delays. The automotive industry momentum continues in August as the industry claws back more and more new vehicle sales each month since sales bottomed out in April, so said TrueCar's Eric Lyman. In more data news, NIO will post its monthly deliveries update next week after posting an over 300% year-over-year growth in July to over 3,500 vehicles. Also of interest, a DART report is expected to arrive from Interactive Brokers. In the consumer sector, monthly firearm background checks are due to be disclosed by the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Last month, adjusted checks were 1.85 million versus 830,000 in July of 2019. Sturm, Ruger, Sportsman's Warehouse, Vista Outdoors, and Smith & Wesson brands could all see some volatility in front of and behind the report. Macau gross gaming revenue numbers for July are due out on September 1st. Analysts expect another dismal month for the gambling center, with GGR down around 94%. Compared to a year ago. Visa resumption in the entire Guangdong province is expected to boost visitation in September for Wynn Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts, Galaxy Entertainment, SJM Holdings, Melco Resorts and Entertainment, and Studio City International. In healthcare news, Sanofi is set to begin COVID-19 vaccine human tests next week with a target to move to a large late-stage trial of an experimental coronavirus vaccine toward the end of the year. Sanofi is developing a vaccine with GlaxoSmithKline. Q Biopharma has a poster presentation featuring the company's next-generation Immunostat scaffold at the 16th annual PEGS Boston Essential Protein Engineering and Cell Therapy Summit. A meeting of the FDA's Pulmonary Allergy Drugs Advisory Committee to discuss GlaxoSmithKline's Trelegy Ellipta sNDA for reduction in all-cause mortality in COPD is set. Also in the week ahead, there is an FDA action date for Bristol-Myers CC486 NDA for the maintenance treatment of adult patients in remission with AML-CC486. Also keep an eye on Orchard Therapeutics for presentations at the 46th annual meeting of the European Society for Blood and Marrow Transplantation to be held from August 29 through September 1st. And this week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. Magna International is called out as an auto supplier stock that could outperform. Shares trade at a low multiple, and the company is a key supplier of things across EVs, hybrids, and gas-powered autos. In a look at the housing market, luxury home builder Toll Brothers and Taylor Morrison Home are singled out as good bets in the near term. Meanwhile, McDonald's is profiled favorably despite all the tabloid headlines generated by its legal fights with its ex-CEO. Summed up Credit Suisse on the bull case. In any type of economic downturn, McDonald's ends up gaining share because consumers flock to value, and McDonald's is the value leader. And this week, we're continuing with our single stock focus. This week brings us Visa with Wealth Insights. Visa closed the week at over $215. Wealth Insights begins the case here. It's taken some time, but many stocks are now at pre-COVID highs, recovering from the crash in March. Payments technology company Visa is an example of this. The company's stock has rebounded to $2.15 per share, just shy of all-time highs. While Visa has taken a hit from the COVID-driven ripples in the economy, the secular story is intact, as non-cash transactions will only continue to grow over the long term. Despite this, the stock has reached an extended valuation. Even the best companies are poor investments if the valuation isn't right. So we outline this and see where shares make sense for investors. Wealth Insights then goes on. Despite the clear strength of Visa's business, it would be foolish to dismiss valuation as an important factor in any investment. When a stock's given financial multiple rises over time, it means that the stock's share price is rising faster than the company's growth can keep pace. For example, consider Visa's price-to-earnings ratio. Visa is currently projected by analysts to earn just over $5 for the full 2020 fiscal year. Based on Visa's current share price of $2.15, the resulting price-to-earnings ratio is approximately 42 times. Considering Visa has traded at a median earnings multiple of 30 times earnings over the past decade, the current P/E ratio would represent a 40% premium. The only way that Visa could support such a premium earnings multiple would be for sustained rapid growth of the business to continue. Unfortunately, this does not appear to be the case. While Visa's long-term prospects point to steady growth, analysts are projecting Visa to slightly decelerate growth over the coming 5 years. Analysts have projected Visa's EPS growth at between 10 and 13% over the coming 3 to 5 year period. While this is still fairly brisk, a deceleration of earnings growth is not what you want to see when buying in at more than 40 times earnings. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on Visa, with one very bullish, five bullish, and three neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.